Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, this is going to be the same sermon I preached last week, so it's going to be the same thing. So let's bow our heads in prayer. Holy God, we need the guidance of your word. Help us to be honest with ourselves and with you in this sacred moment of proclamation. Amen. Today's scripture readings are... First one is out of Proverbs 11:13. A gossip betrays the confidence, but a trustworthy person keeps a secret. And our second reading, and I think your bulletin says Luke 12:1-2, is actually 12:2-3. There is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What you have said in the dark will be heard in the daylight. And what you have whispered in the ear in the inner rooms will be proclaimed from the rooftop. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Yep, the title of my sermon, or the message to you today is Delayed Revelations. I had one of those the other day. It was really a quick delayed revelation. It's going to be a little funny story for you real quick. My little boy was messing with the stuff called bitter yuck. Have y'all ever used that for your dogs to keep them from chewing on things? Well, it tastes horrible. I found out the hard way. He was messing with the bottle and it oversprayed onto the bread that we were having for supper. I buttered the bread and I had a revelation of how nasty that stuff was. But and Penny was laughing so hard, you could have blindfolded her with dental floss. It was unreal. Anyways, we've all had,
I think you have two microphones.
You have this one on?
No. Back.
Move back a little bit. We've all had the, why didn't I think of that moment? Or why didn't that come to me sooner? If it had, would you be in the same situation or outcome if you would have thought of it sooner? Or did God keep it hidden until he thought you were ready to know what he was revealing to you? Can you hear it at all? We've all had, why didn't you have that? Didn't I think of that moment? Or why didn't that come to me sooner? If it had, would you be in the same situation or outcome? Or did God keep it hidden until he thought you were ready to know? This is a delayed revelation. But this could also be called a secret. Some will say secrets are bad, but are they? The answer is both. And it depends on the purpose of keeping information hidden from some or hidden from all. Are you keeping a secret to be vindictive? Are you keeping a secret for personal gain or to hurt someone? Are you keeping a secret to make someone happy, such as throwing a surprise party? Are you keeping a secret to impress someone, like eating two helpings of lima beans when you hate them, when you're dating? Man, I hate lima beans. Is it for the fear you'll make someone happy, make someone unhappy? Let's say you saw Susie Smith's husband having dinner with another woman, so you let it pass, hoping someone else would tell that secret. Or is it the fear of judgment or consequences if someone else finds out? You could be Susie Smith's husband. It is for the protection of someone or to protect others. Whatever the reason for a secret or secrets, it is the determination between God and the holder of the secret to figure out when, where, and if this secret will be revealed. We can all agree that not knowing what everyone else knows grabs hold of our curiosity and sometimes kicks our rationale out the door. But there's always a reason, whether good or bad, that someone or a group of someone keeps information private. What does the Bible say about secrets and confidentiality? I asked that very question. And I got a outline from gotquestions.org that I'm going to edit a little bit. The concept of secrets and or confidentiality does come up in the Bible. As with similar topics, whether or not confidentiality is good or even possible depends on whom the information is withheld and for what purpose. As I said before, it all depends who is being withheld from and for what purpose. What if you were taking a career path in politics or a leadership role of some sort, some details of your life or my life or anyone's life for that matter are kept out of the public eye? I know there are things in my life that I did in high school in my early 20s. It cost me a lot of money to keep secret. We all heard of people spending a lot of hush money to keep things secret. And we've seen the dirty laundry eventually come out. Exposing secrets can be to your disadvantage. At the same time, there are some things we may want to keep confidential, especially about ourselves. We feel safer with the secrets locked up inside of us, but we would be so much better off to confess them. That means you and God, or me and God, have some serious work to do. We all have to work on things that make us ashamed or feel heavy with guilt. Do you know anyone that lived in an abusive relationship for years and no one knew? I do. And they were both ashamed and full of guilt. Do you ever worry about your children's choices and ask God, did I do something wrong? Not spend enough time with them? Not be a good example? Did I not give enough? I think we all can identify in one way or another. Do you know anyone that suffered abuse at the hands of a babysitter and was too ashamed to tell? Well, you do now. There are things that the more you grow in God, He reminds you to repent for. Not only repent, but ask forgiveness for. God is all-knowing. Therefore, it is impossible to keep anything confidential from God. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him, to whom we must give account. How powerful is that statement? Man, I would hate to be in front of God and He asked me to go pick my own switch off a bush just when we were kids and start walking toward the bush, and now instead of Dad, it's God saying, you better not pick that wrong switch. You'll get it twice as hard. I know some of y'all have been there. But the difference here is, when you ask Dad for forgiveness, you didn't always get it. With God, that's all He asks. Hebrews 4:13. And no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. So confidentiality or secrets is an earthly concern, a human matter. It does not extend vertically. It does not go up. God is the revealer of secrets. All secrets stop at the grave. They stop here on earth. It is not revealed beforehand. If it is not revealed beforehand, so you can save the drama for your mama, God is not dealing with that. God already knows. If you think you're going to say, oh, by the way, God, you better be ready for Him to reveal stuff that you had kept secret and forgot about. I can't speak for you, but for me, I probably will wear out multiple pairs of shoes picking switches. All things will be revealed. Daniel 2:22. He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells with Him. Just look at the king of Aram. He found out the hard way. Every time his troops tried to ambush Israel's army, the Israelites were ready for them. The king could not figure out how his secrets were being revealed until one of his officers in 2 Kings 6:12 says, Elisha, the prophet who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the very words you speak in your bedroom. So much for confidentiality. If God wants something known, it will be known. And to whomever he wants it to be known. This also works with the evil one. He will reveal secrets. If too many people know, the easier the secret is revealed. The famous saying, loose lips sink ships. Secrets revealed. A common synonym for secrets or something being confidential is discretion. This makes sense, and that is important to distinguish or be able to determine between information that should be made public and that you wish to be kept private. Few people would want to go to a counselor, pastor, or doctor who cannot maintain confidentiality or cannot be trusted. And yet these advisors have to gauge with professional discretion what information needs to be shared, even if the other person doesn't want it to be. For example, when there are threats to others or intentions of self-harm, they have to report it. Edgar Watson Ho said this, "The man who can keep a secret may be wise, but he is not half as wise as the man who has no secrets to keep." So the biblical question about confidentiality is not whether or not it is ever acceptable, but how to know when a particular piece of information ought to be kept in confidence. As we move forward with our dismissal, the session has agreed to keep the congregation informed the best we can. We at Bethel have seen firsthand how delaying information will hurt a congregation, but on the other hand, giving information before its time will do just as much harm. Confidentiality has two aspects to consider. Who are we keeping a secret from, and why? There is nothing God cannot see, hear, or know. So any attempt to keep secrets from God is pointless. Furthermore, every deed and thought is going to be public knowledge someday. Then again, some secrets are better kept away from our enemies. If you remember the story of Samson and Delilah, Judges 16:16 through 21, with such nagging, she prodded him day after day until he was sick to death of it. So he told her everything. "No razor has ever been used on my head," he said, "because I have been a Nazarite dedicated to God from my mother's womb. If my head were shaved, my strength would leave me, and I would become as weak as any other man." When Delilah saw that he had told her everything, she sent the word to the rulers of the Philistines, "Come back once more, he has told me everything." So the ruler of the Philistines returned with the silver in their hands. After putting him to sleep on her lap, she called for someone to shave off the 7 braids of his hair, and so began to subdue him, and his strength left him. He told his secret. He ended up losing the war. Aspects of military, law enforcement, and even family may require confidentiality. As you know, I was in the Marine Corps and was in signals intelligence. There I held a top secret clearance. It sounds like I might have known some big government secrets, but anyone with military experience knows you're only given what you need to know to complete the task asked of you. That being said, that info combined with someone else's could be dangerous in the wrong hands. You wouldn't want your enemies to know what you are doing before you do it. I could give a recent example of that, Afghanistan. You also would not want a criminal to know the time and place you plan to arrest them. I also mentioned family. As parents, you don't tell your kids everything. Why? Because they just don't need to know. But they will eventually understand as they mature, making growing up a delayed revelation, such as our walk with the Lord. There are aspects of our lives that we are explicitly told not to maintain secrecy over, such as our faith. Matthew 5:14 through 16, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to the whole house. And in the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good." There are other aspects of our lives that are just between ourselves and God. Matthew 6:6. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Keeping something confidential is not necessarily a bad thing, but avoiding confession and repentance of our sins, asking for forgiveness, is another story. Whether the information is ours or someone else's, we need to ask, am I keeping a secret for a good reason? That's a very important question. The Bible demands confidentiality in some areas. We are obligated to honor secrets told to us in confidence, unless there is a pressing reason not to. The need to maintain confidence even applies when challenging others about their own sin. If you have a problem with someone, take it up with them privately. Didn't Joseph want to privately divorce Mary? Confidentiality with discretion is important, even when the information concerns our enemies. It may be necessary to publicly denounce sin. No one likes to be called out amongst their peers. But it is not meant to be our first reaction to such information. But for many it is. They can't be in trouble alone. Private conversations generally works better. You know, it's between you, me, and the fence post, and no one else needs to know. Biblically, there is a great value in having discretion to know when to keep something private and when to pass the information to others. The right time, the right place. We should be especially wary of hidden personal secrets so that we don't have to deal with our own sin and the temptation to expose others out of spite or vengeance. Rather than being gossip, dropping queens, or trying to prove you're right even when you're wrong, we should take the high road with what we know. Confidentiality is important, but it must be kept in a spiritually sound way. If you were present at my first ever sermon, you'll remember it was on needs and wants, on how the action of one of my children inspired me to write what I wrote with God showing me how to hold the pencil. My second was on choices we make, the choices we live and die with. This is my third sermon that was inspired by the same child. Penny and I were given a gift from God that we prayed for. God answered his prayer. Our family, being six big, made the choice to receive this gift with all our heart. Just like that, there were seven Lees. Life went on for us, and we never looked back. But our answered prayer just had a delayed revelation. In other words, his secret was revealed. This was a necessity, a choice we made to reveal the secret. This was not really how we imagined it would happen, but God told us to get it done. There is one more part of this story to be told. Jesus told us of the one need of him. He tells us to make the choice of him and not keep our faith a secret. Yet he tells us of his delayed revelation of his return to be revealed at his discretion. In order for us to finish our journey, there's one more part of the story that Jesus tells us must also happen. That will be my next sermon. That's a cliffhanger, or just inviting y'all back. In conclusion, there are certain things that you need to keep secret and want to keep secret in order to protect yourself, your friends, your church, your family. You may make a choice to keep skeletons in the closet, but the skeletons in your closet will always wear the same size clothes as you. Remember, there is no secret to God, and God may have to reveal your secret or secrets at his time, for his will be done. And the secrets you hold affect more than just you. Amen.